Let's get back to the puzzling. Please welcome our good friend, AJ Jacobs. Now, the last time you were on our show, it's fair to say that you basically dominated the game.
Yes, well, it was about initials, and I do happen to know about initials because of my AJ is my name. So I can't say that I'll dominate this time.
All right, well, we'll see. Let's welcome your opponent, Mary Spadoni.
Hello.
Hello. Mary, what is it like to spend time with your family over the holidays?
Well, on Christmas Eve every year, no one actually likes each other, so we try to do these, like, terrible icebreaker games, and it's like stupid family tricks, and my aunt's like, I can wiggle my ears, and then we all, like, watch her wiggle her ears, and we're like, this is the worst Christmas Eve ever. So it's terrible, actually.
But it just keeps going.
We just keep going.
Yes, that is family.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. AJ, what's it like at your house?
Well, like Mary, we like to have our extended family over, so aunts, uncles, and cousins. And actually, this year, I'm hoping one of my favorite cousins is going to come, Ophira Eisenberg.
Oh, I'm a cousin? I'm in.
You are literally a cousin. I did research,
what?
And I discovered... Yes. To be specific, you are my wife's third cousin's wife's first cousin once removed, wife's second cousin's husband's niece. So, you know, practically brother and sister. I expect to see you there.
All right, so in this game, we'll be roaming around the world to explore some weird, funny, and interesting international holiday traditions. Okay, so we'll read you a tradition, and you have to tell us, is it real or is it fake? Jonathan Colt and I are going to alternate questions, so no need to buzz in. We'll start with you, AJ. In Italy, rather than Santa Claus bringing presents, an old woman named La Befana rides on her broomstick on the evening of January 5th, climbs down the chimney, and fills children's socks with candy and small gifts.
I'm going to say that sounds true.
You are correct. That is true.
All right.
All right, Mary, this one's for you. In the German town of Froberg, male students returning home from university jump into a nearby lake on Christmas morning to fetch a floating ornament, which they present to their parents in exchange for a gift. It's called Geschenksprung, or gift plunge.
That sounds terrible, but kind of awesome. How about true?
I'm sorry, it's false.
In Caracas, Venezuela, streets are closed on Christmas Eve because many people go to midnight mass by roller skating to church.
Interesting.
Isn't it?
I am not sure. I would say, I'm going to say false.
That is true.
That is true.
Yes.
Oh.
They go to midnight mass by roller skating to the church. They close
down
the streets. It's
fun. You know why? It's fun.
Totally
it's
fun.
It's just fun.
Until the one guy in rollerblades shows up.
Boo.
Changes everything.
In Japan, it's traditional to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken for dinner on Christmas Day. KFC is so popular that customers are urged to place their order up to 2 months in advance for takeout or to make a reservation to eat in.
I have to say true.
It is true.
During the late 19th century in Aveiro, Portugal, children traditionally climbed to the top of a lighthouse and threw their least favorite gift into the ocean. Today, to be environmentally conscious, children throw biodegradable banana peels after they donate their least favorite gift to charity.
Whew, that is a good one. I got burned last time for saying false, but... I'm going to try it again. I'm going to say false.
Yeah, that's false.
All right.
Yes.
Can you imagine saying to your kids, which was your least favorite?
Oh, that they way. Make it very clear.
The sweater.
They're brutally honest. Don't worry.
It's not the one I wanted. That's on the first day of Kwanzaa, the island of Barbados holds festivals featuring leatherback turtle races. The winning turtles are given a special meal of cantaloupe and figs and a choice of mates.
That sounds lovely.
That does sound nice.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than jumping into a cold lake.
Yeah, yeah. Cold water, bad. Turtle races, true.
It is false.
Oh,
yes. Leatherback turtles, always pick their own mates. Oh. Yeah.
Fair enough, fair enough.
They're the badass turtle.
That's true, notorious. They have terrible relationships. The divorce rate is very high.
Super high. Yeah. All right, this is your last set of clues. AJ, since 1948, the Canadian town of Dawson has staged an outdoor chess game on Christmas Day with children as pawns and prominent citizens as kings and queens. Last year's game ended in a stalemate and after 14 hours when the town's mayor got frostbite on three toes.
You had me till the frostbite. That was a little suspicious. I am going to say true, though. That sounds...
What kind of idiots do you think we are in Canada? That is false.
It does sound pretty Canadian. It sounds pretty Canadian. All right, Mary, this is it.
Okay.
Every December 7th, Guatemalans gather trash from their homes into a giant pile, throw an effigy of the devil on top, and then light it on fire. This is known, perhaps not surprisingly, as the burning of the devil.
You know what? Let's go with true.
That one is true.
All right, Art, how did our contestants do?
We have a tie.
Ooh.
So this tiebreaker, you're going to need your buzzers. In the United Kingdom and other Commonwealth countries, December 26th is also a holiday, marking the day when servants would get their presents. What's this holiday called? AJ.
Boxing Day?
That is correct.
Thank you, Mary. AJ, you are moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.